What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here with the Dark Side of the Ring review. I like to put these Dark Side of the Ring reviews up, whether it's myself, Jeremy Lambert, and Joe Hulbert, or whoever may be doing them that particular week. So we do have ones up that covered the Chris Benoit episodes, as well as the New Jack episodes, and the Brawl for All, if you check out our channel. But this week was Jimmy Superfly Snuka and the investigation that surrounded the Nancy Argentino death. Now, this was one of the lowest viewed episodes, but you can't really judge that based on the viewership that it gets there, because there is such a high piracy market for these. Like, New Jacks alone did a few hundred thousand, I think, viewers on Vice, but on YouTube alone, not including torrents, Daily Motion, all that stuff, it's already sitting at about 850,000 views on YouTube. So there is major interest in this series, and it's gained a ton of buzz for Vice, and to the point to where they do a post show as well and have people involved in that. And this one was a little bit different, because this one was a guy in Jimmy Snuka who had, quite frankly, a significant part of his career happen after he was accused of having a hand in the death of Nancy Argentino. Now, I can't pretend that I was completely hip to all the information as it relates to all this, but there was obviously some real negligence. And the fact that an anniversary newspaper article got this thing opened back up to the point to where it was investigated and taken to trial, or almost taken to trial, Jimmy Snuka was deemed not fit to stand trial, is pretty nuts. Pretty nuts, because that information was that helped lead to that was unsealed in a civil lawsuit. So in this, they talk to the sisters of Nancy Argentino, and they are the thing that I like about this show is, with rare exception, most people are very fair. And I don't know if that's a directive given to them early on, but then you see things unfold with facts as they're presented, or some conjecture as well. They also spoke to the Tonga Kid, and admittedly, I have not seen the Tonga Kid in a long, long time. And he's going to be one of the Anoa'i's family members that you see less of than other ones. But man, you can look him straight in the face, and if you didn't even go to Wikipedia to look at the family tree, you would say, well, that is Umaga's brother, immediately. Because it's like you're looking at a ghost. Look just like Umaga. And he claims that he was in the car with Nancy and Jimmy Snuka on the way to Allentown, where WWE had filmed a lot of their stuff, prior to this incident happening. And if you're curious about how the incident happens, well, EMTs show up and Nancy Argentino basically has glazed over eyes and isn't breathing effectively. And Jimmy Snuka had said that she hit her head on something beside a road after an argument, or during an argument, came home, he went to his matches the next morning and came back and found her like that. His stories had changed a little bit over decades, and the story was even included in his book. His wife was interviewed for this documentary, and she said, are you sure you want to include this? And he said, yes, it's my book. I want to do that. Oh, man. And I get the feeling that, you know, I haven't read his book, but I get the feeling something excluded from his book was the story about arguing with Nancy's sister prior to the death. Because the sister of Nancy Argentino claims that they argued and he got a little physical with her. And then in apology, he offered her cocaine. Then you would see Don Morocco, who is, you know, hand in hand with Jimmy Snuka, a part of their biggest feud with each other, arguably. He says that Buddy Rogers got so tired of Jimmy Snuka doing coke that he's like, I can't do this anymore. I can't ride around with him. I can't manage him. I can't do this. And if you're a little kid like I was growing up in the early 90s, you just know Jimmy Snuka as that guy who flew off the cage, wore Bengal striped pants, got the coconut cracked over his head. The documentaries and retrospects were not as plentiful when I was a child. You didn't have the WWE Network with everything at your fingertips and at your disposal. You ingested what kind of content you could get a hold of. So yeah, you see him work some matches in 91, 92. You see him show up at the 96 Rumble and you're like, oh, Jimmy Snuka, that old guy. Yeah, he's great. He's a legend. I had no idea until I was a grown adult that these accusations were even there. And that wasn't all that I learned throughout all this stuff. Like, I didn't know that Snuka had such a tough upbringing in Fiji. Like, I didn't know that this relationship was going on while he was still trying to get divorced or separated, whatever that may be. I didn't know that everybody saw the warning signs. I don't want to say everybody, but a lot of people saw the warning signs, including her sister. And then there's the bombshell accusation, which I have heard of. And that was that Vince McMahon called up Nancy Argentino's mother and allegedly, and I got to say allegedly here, allegedly said, would $25,000 help you out? Now, there's a lot of ways you can take that. You could take that as a general display of kindness to the family saying, hey, this happened sort of on our watch. Here, take this money, which equates to over $60,000 a day if you're using one of those fancy inflation calculators on Google. But it's hard to also not view that as a buy-off or a buyout or hush money. Now, the family did end up winning a $500,000 default judgment, and they'd never get that money from Jimmy Snuka. Never, ever. And they probably should have out of book sales and all that stuff, too. They should have. But they didn't. And that $25,000, ah, man. It's hard to see that, hear that, and not think, yeah. That's hush money. Now, Adam Clark's insane report on this story in 2013 was helped out significantly by that wrongful death lawsuit. And that just provided some big bombshells. Some huge stuff, including the doctor who conducted the autopsy saying that the magnitude of the injuries may be even suggestive of mate abuse. And his final line, the last thing that he said was, in view of autopsy findings and the discrepancies in the clinical history, I believe that the case should be investigated as a homicide until proven otherwise. And let me tell you, it was not proven otherwise. Woof, man. Woof. This was a gross miscarriage of justice. Whether intentional or not on Jimmy Snuka's behalf, whether malicious or not on Jimmy Snuka's behalf, the system failed Nancy Argentino. Failed her. Horrible. Now, I know Jimmy Snuka didn't have a sweet life himself. Grew up homeless, couldn't read or write. And that was a heavy, heavy factor in this. People would say that he was just handed stuff and would just sign it. And there, you know, you can... He died 10 days after all this stuff happened, after the ruling. And maybe he didn't really know what was going on during the trial. But still, if something funky happened back then, he knew what was going on. You didn't have to read or write to know what was going on. And I'm not going to accuse the man of anything because I don't know. I wasn't there. But I know that the system failed Nancy Argentino because the system didn't find out. The system didn't learn. And WWE has romanticized him for decades. He was jumping off a steel cage, making one of the most historic moments in WWF history months after, I believe. He's had two kids come into the WWE, and Sim Snuka and Tamina. And you know what? Don't be the person that tweets them saying stupid shit about this. They were children. That was Dark Side of the Ring. Man. This episode, I didn't think it was nearly as good as the Benoit episode. It wasn't as entertaining as the New Jack episode, but I would rank it above Brawl for All because really not a lot of new information emerged from Brawl for All outside of Bart Gunn speaking about it. But obviously, they did not have family outside of Carol talking to Dark Side of the Ring because I don't think you're going to see WWE superstars talking anytime soon. Until next time, guys, leave a thumbs up and subscribe. We're out.